Good morning, City Reach, and happy Mother's Day to all of us mothers out there. I just want to say that God is so amazing with how He has revealed so much to us. This month, it's the women at City Reach in Burlington that we are bringing a message to you. We're choosing the series to be called Passionately Pursue God's Presence. And what we're doing is we're actually using the women of the Bible as examples. So last week we heard Pastor Holly talk to us about the Canaanite woman and her persistence to choose Jesus and to speak with Him despite the obstacles in her life and how she utilized that. So now we're going to look at another woman this week. This week we're going to look at Martha. But of course you can't have Martha without her sister Mary. But before we get to that, I want us to go to the Lord in prayer, and then I want us to get into the scriptures. So, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for this day. For this day is a Lord that we have not seen, Lord, but it's a day that you have already been in. Father, equip us and give us what we need, Lord God, to just go forth to bring you the glory and the honor due. And I pray for all of us women, Father God. Pray for all of our families, Father God. Allow them to just get to know who you are and just cleave onto your word. And I pray for this all in your son's precious name. Amen. So we're going to be going into Luke, Dr. Luke, one of my favorite authors in the Bible, and it's Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, and it reads, "As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.' 'Martha, Martha,' the Lord answered, 'you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, and indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her.'" Today's message I have called priorities. We all have priorities in life, and how we manifest them or show what is our top priority is what we focus on. But when we look at these scriptures, we're going to look at Martha's priorities. So, but before we begin, I want to give a little bit of a background. Who exactly is Martha? Well, Martha lived in a town of Bethany, which was about 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. Well, she lived in this town with her sister Mary and her brother Lazarus. So now we can see that that she was not far from where Jerusalem was, which is where Jesus used to travel to. But when Jesus would travel into this area, Martha would open her home. So at that time, think about it. So today's times, when we go traveling on the road, there's a lot of rest stops, there's a lot of hotels. They didn't have that back then. Back then, people had to open their homes to travelers. And it wasn't even that you were prepared to open your home. That was just something that was done. So Martha was one of those women who would open her home and show hospitality. So now, let's take a look at the priority that we're going to see with Martha. So her first priority we're going to see is that she had kindness to strangers. And how do we know this? Well, in chapter 10, verse 38 of Luke, it says, "As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to them." Now, in 2021, it's not unheard of for a woman to do things like this, right? Because we are in charge. We are used to making decisions in our household. Our husbands anticipate it. Our children do. I mean, we usually juggle our homes. We have a job. We have children. We just have things, and that's expected. But in this time, that was not the case. In this time, the men were in charge. In this time, women were told that their place was to be at home, and they raised the children. That was their job. But in this time, we hear about this woman who was miraculously given the ability to have run of her household and to show hospitality to a man. That was not heard of at that time. But that is what happened. So now we consider, she's great, she's generous, she's shown hospitality, right? Well, now there's something else. She was generous with her time and resources. So if you go into a kitchen today, you're going to see a refrigerator, a microwave, an air fryer, a convection oven, right? Then you're going to open up the pantry and you're going to see a lot of foods that we can prepare. Not the case. 2,000 years ago, they did not even have electricity. So guess what? They didn't have a grocery store. They didn't have an Uber, or they didn't have anything to deliver to your house. You had to actually go out, catch something, kill it, slaughter it, get it ready to cook. And you did not have an oven you can turn on to 400 and walk away. All right? So when you had people come, and when Jesus traveled, he was not by himself. He had 12 others. So that was at least 13. So even today, if I had 13 people show at my door, I'd be calling someone, can you please deliver? No. In that time, she had to prepare everything. She had to clean her home. She had to give them drinks. She had to give them food. So she was very generous with her time and resources. Okay, so now they're in her living room. They're sitting down, and you see this. So now what? She's in the kitchen. She's starting to get everything ready, and she's looking around. No one's with her. Where's her sister? Good question. So now, let's take a look at where she is. Martha, in the midst of her being super, super busy, has realized that she is alone in her kitchen. So what does she do? She comes out of the kitchen. She looks for her sister. And where is her sister? She's sitting at the foot of Jesus. And she's thinking, how dare she do that? This is her house too. These are her guests too. How dare she not do this with me? And she's justified, right? It's not fair that her sister's not helping her. So what she does is she decides to tell everybody in the living room how she feels. She said, she came out and she told Jesus that, I apologize. She came out and told him that it was not fair that her sister was not helping her. And she demanded that Jesus tell her to help her. So right now we see her priorities. One, she's hospitable and she's generous. Two, she has no problem giving of her time and her resources. In those times, it wasn't easy to give away the food that you had. It wasn't easy to give away the meat and anything that you had, because it wasn't like she could go out and just buy more. So the things were a lot harder. And the fact that she opened her home to people she did not even know, that was wonderful. That's not always the case, even back then. But now she's seeing that as she was doing all this work, she's left alone to do it. And she feels that it's not fair. So now her priority is not being hospitable. Her priority is the work being done. So now we see a shift in her priority from being generous to being focused on a task. And that's what I would like to talk to us about. Because as she is trying to justify her actions and feeling that she is righteous in the way she feels, we learn an important lesson from her. That lesson is involved with when she told Jesus to tell her sister, and we learn that what Jesus desires of us is not what we think is important. We learn that in verses 41 and 42, that Jesus responded to Martha as follows. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her. Many times, I don't know about you, but I get distracted. I volunteer with church. I volunteer to do things. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I do the VBS. I prepare for Sunday school. I volunteer with the children's church. I do what has to be done. But I'm doing so much that I'm forgetting the most important part. I'm forgetting that I need the time with Jesus. I need the time with Jesus. Because if I don't fill myself up, eventually I'm going to run empty.
Yes, come on.
So there was something that I had heard many years ago when I flew on a plane. And it talked about the stewardess saying that if you are an adult flying with a child, that in an emergency, when the air masks drop down, your natural instinct is to put that mask on that child. Guess what? You need that mask first. You need the air. You need to make sure you are okay, because you will not be able to take care of yourself or the child unless you have that mask. So that stuck with me, with the fact that it doesn't matter how much we do, how much we give to the Lord. If we're not giving of ourselves and spending our time building that relationship with Him, my priority is wrong. I can't pursue Him. How am I going to pursue Jesus if I don't even know who He is? And it doesn't matter with the work that I'm doing. So the priorities that we see with Martha, she started out wonderful, generous, giving, hospitable, but the work got the better of her. Mary decided, great, we opened our doors, but let me spend time at the foot of the Master. How many times have we been given a choice when Jesus is there to be at His feet, and we choose to do the work for Him because we're serving Him? Big difference. Sometimes we need to have that message brought back, that we have to go back to our first love. Remember when you accepted Him, there was nothing you could do better than to sit in His word, sit in His lap, meditate on the goodness of who He is. And that is what we have to hang on to. So as we think about our priorities, as we passionately pursue Jesus and God, don't let the work get in your way. Don't let, in my case, myself get in my own way. I just want to reach out to you and just make sure that you are keeping your priority in step by making sure you stay in the Word of God, because He will never let you down. So thank you for your time today, and just God bless and have a wonderful Mother's Day.
God bless you, City Reach. What a powerful word we received today about priorities. And I don't know about you, but I struggle with that so much. And I know, and I've had those experiences where I'm so busy serving God that I don't spend time with Him. And He has even said that so clearly to me. I haven't told you to do all these things. All you need to do is spend time with Me. And so what an encouraging word, and particularly on Mother's Day, because I think as women and as moms, it gets the better of us. We're so busy serving other people that we forget to really passionately pursue who our Creator is. We need to passionately pursue God and His presence. And the more we do that, we will find the time for all the other things. So many times we operate out of a scarcity of time, but time is the one thing that will never run out. So why do we think of it as far as scarcity? Spend time with the Father. Spend time at the feet of Jesus. Spend time with Him, and He'll make all the other things work themselves out for your good. And that's a promise that the Word gives to us. We don't ever want to close our service without giving you the opportunity to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And on in 17, it says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." And so I want to help you experience who Christ is and why He came for you. It's so easy. We call it the ABCs of salvation. A, we acknowledge and admit that we're sinners in need of forgiveness. And in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Not one of us is sinless. We all need Jesus. And then the second one is B, believe. the Word of God says that we need to believe that not only that Jesus died for our sins, but that he rose from the grave. And in Romans 5:8, it says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you and he died for me. And then the third one is confess. The ABCs of salvation, confess. Confess your faith in Jesus as Lord and Savior. And in Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. It's real simple. ABCs, acknowledge, believe, and confess. And so if you're ready to make that commitment today, I want you to say this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. I am so excited for you. Today is a new day. Today is the best day of your life. And if you said that prayer with me, there is a host of angels in heaven rejoicing and celebrating your salvation. And we are too. We want to connect with you and we want to walk on this journey with you. So I need you to text the word all in, A-L-L. I-N. Text the word all in to 609-831-3377. You are not alone and we don't want you to walk this journey alone. We love you. God bless you. Have a blessed Mother's Day. Bye.